Callan, you look beat the hell up.
What's up, fry guy?
Punk, bitch.
Corny-ass nigga.
Yo, Callan, it's a thin line between fries and shakes. Okay, part two, part two. The meanest burger in the world could be the meanest burger in the world if you cook it that way. I need to stop smoking this shit here, boy.
Take things slow, put my mind in cruise control.
They be taking photos when I move, guess what? I still got control, though, how about you, guess what? I just put my logo in my pool, guess what? I just made a porno in the booth, guess what? They be taking photos when I move, guess what? I still got control, though, how about you, guess what?
Spend a $250,000 on the coup, guess what? Met Gala, running for the suit, bless us. We burning, never call a truce, so you never want a problem, just a legend. How I'm getting there, Rush. Me and Rush coming like we dread Snoop. 6'4 Impala, just the way we play with Lou. Big bank baller in a paint, I'm known as Shoe. Dolce and Gabbana of Versace be the mood. It's no love for haters, so far from neighbors. Six chain swinging, make it so hard on traders. Start off at Avis, now it's the latest. Made top five in the South, he the greatest. Thought I was minor, my thoughts were major. Call it designer, sharp as a razor. Yo shit declining, thought it were phasers. Call it vagina, your Uber is waiting.
Guess what? I just put my logo in my pool, guess what?
Call it vagina. Your Uber is waiting. Call it vagina, Dave.
Vagina.
And on that note, if you can hear the sound of my voice, if you can see me on your camera right now, that can mean one thing and one thing only. That you are locked in.
Vagina.
To the Vagina Control here on episode 142.
Vagina. No, I just want to say that.
Your Uber is waiting. As you know, I'm your host with the most, the breast above the rest. It's your boy Chess.
He a 69 guy.
I didn't get
he a 69 guy. He a 69 guy.
Ooh, she my man, save your
Euphoria. Sitting to my left is the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend himself. Cannoli cruises in the building.
A cannoli is vagina.
Not in the stew today. That's a thing. Not in the stew today, but always here in spirit and love and affection. It's the man, the myth, the other legend himself, the one and only Bendito.
And a llama.
And also, Dave, not in the booth with us today, not in the building. Not even in our state. He's just here. Because he loves the...
Not even in our dimension.
He loves the game. He loves the podcast.
For the love of the game. Vagina.
Half white.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be?
He has the best intro song.
Half white is here with us today as well. What's up with you, Poppy? Is me and you is back to episode like...
One,
where we used to just—it used to be me and you for like 90 episodes until Bendito joined the building.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Chilling.
I'm chilling. You know, I was feeling a little under the weather this week.
Under the weather. The weather.
Yeah, actually, I asked Bendito to stay away.
Because,
You know, he's got a little one.
He does have a little one. Hey, yo. That's crazy. He's going to put his business
He got a little one. I seen it. So. And he don't got all his shots yet.
Dang.
So.
So you protecting Bendito's little one.
It's about
one.
Protection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got the complexion for the protection.
Right.
But so I don't care. I'll cough in your mouth right now.
You're protecting his little one. Because yeah. I don't got a little one. I got a big one. So there's nothing to protect, you feel me?
Vagina.
How you feeling, Dave? Everything good, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah.
I got a packed episode today, man. So I need you to come ready, because if there's one thing there's one thing you don't know about the cruise control, ladies and gentlemen, is that I come up with the topics And the fellas here do not know what we're talking about. This is all off the top of the head. This is just straight feelings.
But don't make it seem like like the mastermind.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay?
Because
it's nothing to read the news.
Yeah, but it's something to...
You want me to pull out a newspaper in the morning? I'll find three topics every week.
But you don't.
It's not that hard.
No.
I'll just real big open it up.
No. It's not...
We be talking about Garfield every week.
He always feel offended. You see? That's why he...
It's just the way you said it.
Yeah. He's dressed like an offensive line coach today, and he's offended by me. Straight Eagles gear. Said, "Hut!" Dave is on behind the sled right now. Said, "Hut!"
I can't even laugh.
Stay low. Stay low.
We'll be out here all day.
Chop your feet. Chop your feet.
What is pain? French bread.
What's the joke? Attitude reflect leadership.
Yo, offensive line coach is crazy. All which right. I would much rather do than do this.
Me too, probably.
What a great job that probably is.
You get paid so much. But listen, Dave, I got so much in store for the pod today. I need you to come prepared to be ready, because the first thing, the first topic that I'm throwing at you, man, is a diss. And if there's one thing on the cruise control, I just hit a nigga in the head with a ooga booga booga. That bitch suck my dick, it's all like ooga booga booga. If there's one thing on the cruise control that we're gonna cover is diss tracks. Now, it could be hip hop, it could be pop, it could be country, it could be heavy metal. Zubop. It don't matter. If it's a diss track, we listening to it. So, Dave, I'm not bringing you a hip-hop diss track today.
That's I didn't want one.
I'm bringing you a pop diss track.
You know, I woke up this morning and I said...
What you said?
Nothing would make me happier than to hear a pop diss track.
Okay. And, Dave...
I said it to myself. I wrote it in my journal.
Okay.
And what are you laughing for?
Okay. A journal?
You don't keep a journal?
Is it... You got a lock and key on it?
Yes. Duh. It's 2025, bro.
Is it personalized?
Everybody got a journal.
Is it personalized to you?
Yes.
You got stickers on the front?
Yes.
What's one sticker on the front?
Vagina.
Just a vagina sticker on the front is crazy.
That's the only sticker.
That's crazy. And it's the lock and key. You put it in the
right.
Vagina.
You put the little one in the lock and key.
And out your thoughts come. Listen, Dave.
My thought those. It's... Yo, we can't be laughing because we both sound terrible. You have like the worst laugh. Yeah. And I got this post-cold laugh.
Your little one is sick.
A pop diss track.
Yes, Dave. And it's your...
This is what I've been hankering for.
It's one of your favorites too, Dave.
So you had me at favorites.
So if you guys remember, the Cruise Control family, if you remember way back when, I want to say like probably like episode 30s to 40s, we reviewed the... Olivia Rodrigo, remember Driver's License?
A legend.
Remember Driver's License diss track?
Yeah.
And who she went up against? Sabrina Carpenter. Remember we listened to that diss track and you proclaimed Sabrina Carpenter wiped the floor with Olivia Rodrigo.
I did.
Remember she was like, "You're a little girl and I'm older than you."
Yeah.
"And you're corny," whatever the case may be.
Right.
So she's on a win streak already. So Sabrina Carpenter comes out with another diss track, Dave.
I mean,
not even towards another artist, towards an actor, man.
Killer of killers.
She's the killer of killers. That's a good movie, huh?
Right.
Hulu, watch that, John.
Sabrina Carpenter is at the top of the king, the top of the pile right now.
So she's dissing in this song called Man Child. She's dissing the boy. Okay. I don't know how to say his last name. I know you can help me with this. Mm-hmm. Barry Cogan.
Keegan. I think it's pronounced Keegan.
Barry Keegan, the boy from the Eternals. He was also at the end of the Batman movie.
Right.
He played in that one movie that everybody liked, where at the end of the movie he was dancing butt naked. Because I be doing that sometimes too when I get happy. So he apparently they dated. Okay. Right. They had a falling out. And she basically warned him. She said, "Yo, listen here, Poppy. Keep my name and my Twitter timeline out your mouth."
Right.
Or else. He didn't listen.
So she's dissing him because they dated and he's been talking about her in the media?
Apparently, that's what I'm reading.
Because he's not a musician. He's an actor.
He's an actor. He's been yammering at
but
the
bits. But he's out there. Now, what is he saying about her? Do you know?
That I didn't look up, but I'm just going to assume not good things. Maybe he was you know, talking about their relationship and stuff like that. We just here for the music. You feel me?
She's like, her whole thing is,
yeah,
she's a sex positive. You know, she talks about her love life and, like, you know, how freaky she is, how naughty. She got some naughty tracks.
Mm.
She's shaking espresso. You know what I mean?
She got some naughty tracks.
She's shaking the espresso on the Dunkin' commercials.
Right.
You know, busting nuts. And so I wonder, is he talking about their sex life?
Mm.
You know, or is he just saying that she was a terrible person? Because to write a diss track, you got to be inspired. You know what I mean? I've dissed many people in my life.
It
comes from someplace deep.
Let's go through the people you've dissed.
Reggie, Jay-Z, Tupac and Biggie, Andre from Outkast, uh-huh, Jada Corrupt, Nas, and then me.
You diss your own self.
I diss myself.
You got to be on another, you know, wavelength to diss your own self.
Yes.
You tough. So basically, I'm pulling this up real quick just to give everybody a backstory. She goes on Instagram, right? Mm. And she posts, "This one's about you, man child, name of the song, out Thursday," with a heart above, next to it. And she's like holding up a thumb like a hitchhiker. Mm-hmm. And she's got the little shorts on. She's got the shirt that's kind of...
You think she's...
Yeah, anybody who's a celebrity is probably tough. You feel
to
me?
To you, or just you're saying objective?
They got something about them that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, there's some celebrities who are ugly, but they got, you know, juggas, right. Or they got a wagon,
right? Or schnoz.
Or they got a schnoz, and or they got a sniffer,
right?
As Benny calls.
But you think she's bad?
I think she's cute. Yeah.
All right. I was just checking.
So
she does this post.
So she does this post. And they're saying that in her song, "Please, Please, Please," she sang about him again, saying that he likes to act like this stand-up guy to everybody, mm-hmm, but he's really this nut-ass boy behind the scenes. Like, he's just putting on a show. So everybody was saying, you know, this is her latest breakup. It's about this boy.
And you're still not seeing anything on what he actually has been saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, oh, he has a son. I didn't know that this boy has a... See, I don't be into celebrity news like that. I'm just here for the music. But apparently he had a son, and he's saying that there's so much going on in social media that, like, he just wants to leave his son out of this. And
right,
he was saying that, you know, he doesn't want to... She's a very famous person, whatever the case may be. So it seems like he's being more like, she's real famous, I'm famous, I don't want my family being involved in this stuff. Like, we're just both need to do our own thing.
We're both famous.
Yeah. You know, if there's one thing, is we're both going to be famous.
Right. Listen, you're famous, I'm famous. Let's just be famous. So, all right, let's hear this track.
Let's hear this track. It's called Man Child. All right.
I really want to know what he said, though. I might look it up.
All right, here we go. The music, the volume's up on this?
Volume is
I got to hear every word. All right, let's do it.
Hold on. Oh, boy.
She laughed.
She instantly laughed. This might be... It's the same.
She basically said,
"Hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut."
That's how she started.
This when Dave, this the face, this what Dave do when he see a whole rotisserie chicken in front of him.
Oh boy.
Yo. Oh boy. That's crazy to say to a rotisserie chicken. But she laughed, dude.
Any she that means
and
she
that's got, that old boy.
Yeah, that means she got
she
something.
She was ultimate confidence going into that track.
Uh-huh.
Because you really turned on the microphone and then did a laugh. You could have did that laugh before the mic was on.
Right. You had to premeditate a laugh.
It was a premeditated chuckle on the track. And she might have did four takes of that chuckle.
That's what people don't understand. That pre-production stuff, they be prepared. They be like, "Hold on, let me get that laugh back." Oh, I don't. That's too exciting. Right,
too excited.
That's too much.
When I write my diss track, this is gonna be my laugh.
To yourself. The diss track to yourself.
That's right.
All right, let's get into these lyrics, man. I gotta hear this.
Oh boy.
It's easy, y'all.
What is this?
You said your phone was broken.
What did she say?
Her first verse said, "You said your phone was broken. You just forgot to charge it. Whole outfit you're wearing, God, I hope it's ironic. Did you just say you're finished? Didn't know we started." He got a little one at home.
Listen, we're both famous. All right?
"It's just all so familiar, baby. What do you call it?" That was her first verse. Let's break those lyrics down.
Yeah.
Okay.
And rate the bars.
Okay. "You said your phone was broken, just forgot to charge it." Mm-hmm. I mean,
she's saying you playing with my name right now.
Yeah.
Are you playing with me? You think I'm dumb?
Yeah.
Is you stupid?
Is you stupid or is you dumb?
Right.
Right.
Is you dumb, boy?
Then she follows that up. The whole outfit you wearing, Dave?
Right.
God, I hope it's ironic.
Right. So she's saying, I hope that you're doing this out of pure irony, because otherwise your lay is trash.
Exactly.
Right? Because exactly. The boy, he does seem like a boy that will wear like a quadruple cable knit sweater.
Mm.
Them Johns that are like 40 cables knit together.
Tough. That's a tough sweater, though.
And then it hangs over one shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then he got a scarf on top of his face.
Right.
Like a
like a babushka, the Russian people who be having the scars.
Yeah, just
head.
Doing whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
No style.
Next line.
So she came at his dumbness, his lay. She's cooking up a
L for love.
She's cooking up a diss track 101 right now.
Then I feel like this is where we get into the meat and potatoes of it. Did you say you just finished? Didn't know we started.
Right. So now she's like, "You thought." "You thought, Barry Keoghan."
"You famous, we famous." You know what I'm saying? So I'm taking it. I'm putting this as,
"You're finished. I was never even started."
Right. But also, like, vagina, you're not even pleasing me right now.
But
she's saying, "You finished already?" Is that
what? But she's writing a diss track about him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really try to play that he wasn't in a relationship with you.
No, but you could say
he was collecting skins.
Yeah, but you could say that it was weak, though, when he was collecting skins. You could say he was a weak skin collector.
Are you saying the finished is like finished in bed?
Man, like, you done already, boy? That's what she's saying.
Crazy, scary, spooky, hilarious.
She's frying him.
I thought it was like the relationship.
It's both. It's a double entendre.
It's a double. Wow.
And llama.
Last bar.
Mm-hmm.
"It's all just so familiar, baby. What do you call it?"
And then she goes into calling him all these different names, right?
She calling him a man child. That's the name of the.
No, but she says, like,
"Oh yeah, stupid, or is it slow? Maybe it's useless, but I got a cuter word for it."
Mm-hmm. Man child. زاد الهوى في قلبي واصبح عاشقا لا
ذنب لي بل كنت شبه مغيرا. Oh my God, Dave, the second verse.
Before I hear it, I do gotta say, not a big fan of the Baskin and Robbins type beat.
Yeah, the beat is
just pure. Do you want sprinkles on your froyo? Type beat. Like, yeah. When we listen to the second verse, give me, like, maybe 10 seconds before, you know, as it was going into, like, that chorus.
Uh-huh.
So that I could just hear this ice cream sprinkle beat.
It's definitely...
This is pure...
Stranger
Things. Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yeah.
When they driving through Candyland.
Wreck-It Ralph 2. All right. So you want, like, 5 seconds before?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Did she just say his mom?
I'm just gonna be like, nom, 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 nom.
Wow. Read the lyrics for the people, because I'm pretty sure 73% of our listeners heard.
That's because their third eye is closed.
Because I really don't be hearing what these white Jones be singing. I get it. So if y'all are struggling, I get it. So why? I kind of need Dev to read it back to me.
Why so sexy if so dumb?
Okay.
So why?
So she thinks he's a little sexy.
Right.
But she's like, oh, you dumb. You dumb, beautiful man.
And it could be alluding, because remember, he played the Joker in the Batman, John. And what does Joker always say?
Why so sexy?
So sexy, serious. But you feel me? Like, she could have, Dave, she could have went in there and said something different.
Right.
You know what I mean? She could have said, why you good looking? Why you handsome? Why you bad? But she said, why so sexy?
Right.
Then she goes and say, how did you survive on this earth for so long?
Dang.
Should be checked out already. Boy, you a dummy. Is you dumb or is you stupid?
Right. With a stupid lay, you still on this, you still alive too. Like, why are you even alive?
And you finish quick.
Right.
You got stupid lay and you finish quick. Then she her next line, if I'm not there, it won't get done. If I'm not with you, nothing's
getting
done.
That's the whole man child thing. She's like,
you a young boy.
Yeah.
You're lay corny.
That's kinda how I think about you. Side note. Like, if I'm not there, nothing gets done with you. I literally take you to all your haircuts.
Say it. Come on, coach.
Just once in a blue.
Come on, coach. Chill out. And then she ends it off with the most disrespectful line you could say to any boy on this earth. Mm-hmm. I choose to blame your mom. What if somebody talk about mom to you, Dave? What if somebody say,
Sabrina Carpenter would get instant knuckles, dude.
It will be knuckle time.
Yeah. Puñazo.
Talk about mom again. Watch what's going to happen.
Like, I would drop kick Sabrina Carpenter directly in the chest, dude.
You can't get your leg up that high, dude.
Yes, I can, dude. What is pain? French bread. What is fatigue? Army clothes.
Right.
Will you ever quit? No, nope. We want some more. We want some more.
I forgot where that was from. What is fatigue? Army clothes.
Yeah, that's disrespectful. I choose to blame your mom. And she did all that in the voice of a garden fairy.
How?
Hiya, Alyssa. Your lady sucks, and I blame your mom. You got a little pipe, and your lady's weak.
You got a little pipe.
Your son is ugly.
What if she talked about his son? Yo, he got to turn into the real Joker at that point, dude.
I'm so serious. La, la, la. Man. All right.
She fried him.
These Jones will be out here playing, dude.
She fried
him. Now, I would say, well, go ahead, Dev. I want you to rate the bars. 1 to 5. objectively, and I want you to use the same metrics that you would use for a hip hop diss track.
As far as like straight to the point, mm-hmm. I gotta give it a 4.
4 out of 5?
Just straight. No, like here's what I'm saying. Yeah, it sounded dumb, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. she got this like Tinkerbell sound to her. Yeah, the beat might be corny. But in a matter of eight bars, she talked about how dumb he was, mm-hmm. how his mom is his fault that, or his mom's fault that he's a clown.
Right.
He can't dress. He got a little man at home.
Right.
He don't finish too quick.
Right.
And that he corny. Like, she just went straight to the point. And mind you, you know, this is a boy who said in these interviews that I just read to you that he, you know, we famous. We famous, but I'm trying to keep my life. You know, I got a kid at the crib.
Right.
You feel me? I'm trying to keep my life, you know, far. I'm not trying to put mm-hmm. people in my personal life. And she said, oh, here goes your personal life in 8 bars.
So she was throwing lyrical darts. Okay, so you're going 4 out of 5.
As far as pain, as far as mm-hmm. right to the point.
I think she could have went harder, so I'm going to go 2.8 out of 5 for the lyrical dartism.
2.8 Cs.
Right.
We do Cs here under cruise control.
2.8 Cs. But you're going 4, okay. I mean, if we split the difference, that's about a 3.3.
We'll do 3.5,
3.6. 3.67 Cs. So, not bad.
Right.
Would you listen again? Are you going to bump this like Ether? Yeah, that's where I can't. I don't want people to think I work at Aerie. Right. Selling panties out of a drawer. Listening to that, John.
That's crazy to sell panties out of a drawer.
All them girls' stores do that.
You know she, you and her have the same birthday.
That's all that has to be said. You could have started with that.
Yeah.
You could have said, Dave, Sabrina Carpenter, whose birthday is May 11th. It would have been like, I already know. 5 Cs.
And she's from Pennsylvania. So she's an Eagles fan. And you're the Eagles offensive line coach.
Listen.
She might as well.
Just, I know many guys can know.
Listen. Y'all got to meet and you got to put her on with your little brother. That's what you got to do.
I got you, bro.
And then when she gonna make a diss track to me, what's she gonna say?
Oh my God, dude.
Dave's gonna help her write the diss
your
track.
Your chest is big, your heart is small. So are your balls. I hate you most.
Your chest is big.
Your handwriting is weak. Your mac and cheese sucks. Your glasses are always dirty. You used to cut grass. You're a wannabe nurse. You're stuck with needles.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna throw up.
I put my legs behind my head. Let me see Clay.
All right. Okay. All right.
She would fry you up, dude, and I would give it 10 Cs out of 5.
You would break the record? You would go beyond the
oh, my God. This would be the Carpenter control, dude. She'd be right there. Oh, that would be so good. I'm going to work on it.
Oh my God. But anyway, shout out to Sabrina Carpenter, man. You know, if there's one thing about Sabrina Carpenter that I gotta say is that if you diss her or if you disrespect her, she right at you. She did it once, she did it again, and I'm pretty sure she'll probably do it again in her career.
May 11th.
Don't disrespect Sabrina Carpenter is what I'm trying to tell you.
Vagina.
Dave, now that we got the diss tracks out the way. I need to bring something to your attention. I'm interested to hear your points on this, okay? Mm-hmm. And Cruise Control family, I definitely want you to, first off, like, subscribe, and comment. You know, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
Always.
TikTok.
Run it up. Share with your friends.
At the Cruise Control Show. You know how we do. But Dave, the music industry is getting ready to turn around on its head.
Mm-hmm.
because one of the best producers of all time, Timbaland, because you consider him top five of all time, producer-wise?
Yes.
Announced that he's going to start working with AI artist.
AI art, like, what is even that phrase?
Mm-hmm.
Because AI is not real.
Talk about
so
it.
So who is an AI artist?
So he launched Stage Zero, which is an AI focused entertainment company.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes at the result of him like messing around with the AI program. So he started messing around with the program. He's like, yo, we could really make some noise with this. Creates this AI company and then announce that he's signing his first ever AI artist.
How you sign a computer program? What do you pay them in? Electricity?
No, you pay the boy that's
ones and zeros?
No, the boy that's behind the, you know what I mean?
So
ultimately he's behind it.
That's what I need to figure out.
He's paying himself.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I know obviously you got people that program the AI.
Right.
Right.
But you're using their program. You already paid for the subscription, so you're not paying them.
No, but then it's like, what are you signing? Are you signing the program to a deal? Why does the program want a deal? What is the currency that the program desires? Or is it the person behind the AI, and are you giving them credit for creating the, you know what I mean?
So let me
creating essentially the mind that's making the music.
Let me explain to you in the controller. So this
it's like paying somebody parent.
Right. So this new AI artist that he's signing is called Tata. So Timbaland is signing Tata. And the way that it works is that he said he's creating a new genre called A-pop, which is AI pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it works is that the AI artists are made by people going into the Suno app, which is like the mm-hmm. AI thing, and putting in demos and like music and stuff like that. And what this app does is it turns them into voices and gives them a melody without actually using any singers. It's just all AI focused.
Got it.
So okay. Like we could download the Suno app. Me and you could go in and just start dishing out songs and tracks and whatever, and then Suno's gonna turn that into
the voice of Tata.
The voice of no, we're gonna come up with our own AI person name.
Right. But in Timbaland's case.
In Timbaland's case, it turns it into Tata, and then he listens to what the AI program came up with, and then he says, all right, I'm signing Bendito, who came up with Tata. Keep giving me music and keep putting it into this AI program.
Okay. So it does get back to like a person.
Right.
But the person is feeding the AI the content it needs to pump out.
To pump out the music.
Content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In this case, a voice with melody.
Right.
Okay. All right. It's starting to make a little more sense now. And then him as a producer, he then produces the track.
Exactly.
Cooking up a beat.
So they questioned him on it. He mm-hmm. said, I'm not producing tracks anymore. I'm producing systems, stories, stars from scratch. Tata is not an avatar. She's not a character. She is living, learning, an autonomous music artist built from AI. Tata is the start of something bigger. She is the first artist of the new generation. A-pop is the next culture, and Tata is that culture's first icon.
Yo, this is crazy big talk, dude.
Isn't that crazy? And there's I suggest all the controllers look it up. Maybe Half White can put up a picture. But he came up with a face and all that.
For Tata?
For Tata. Tata is a hot pink-haired woman that she's got, like, fair skin. She's very young. And, I mean, he'll put it up and you could see, mm-hmm. you know, what she looks like. But there's a whole face to it and all that. Craziness. Man. How do you feel about that, man? AI is coming. It's on the way. The last time we talked about AI on here was just saying if it's good for the world, if it's good for music, does it belong in music?
Mm-hmm.
Does it take away from the artists being actually talented? And lo and behold, one of the legends of the game is not even like a corny boy. This is a legend. This is a top five producer of all time, arguably.
Right.
And he's the first one to say, I'm using it.
It's pretty trippy. One, to hear how committed he is to it,
uh-huh.
you know, and his belief. I mean, everywhere you look, whether it's in business, pop culture, entertainment, you know, movies, TV,
right,
music, everybody's talking about AI. It is the next frontier of thing,
mm-hmm.
right? So one, we got to just accept that and embrace that.
Yep.
And so I guess in one way, kudos to him for trying to figure out how does this impact music.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's kind of hard to wrap your brain around because, again, it for me brings the question of, well, who are we really praising? Is it the AI program and you know, the machine learning that's occurring, or is it the fact that it's still being fed by people? So he's saying, you know, right. Go feed it lyrics. So there's still creative ingenuity that's coming from a human being. And all the AI is doing, I guess, is like polishing it up. It's almost like auto-tune on steroids kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except now, if I write tough lyrics here at home in my vaginal. If I write tough lyrics in my vaginal and just submit them, but I can't sing worth a lick, it's like, okay, I have a chance to now get signed to a record deal without having no musical,
but people were
like
doing
singing
that,
talent.
People are doing that now, though, that we're good
right.
at
people
writing.
Write that they don't sing well. They may understand melody and they know like how to coach it, but they can't really super sing. Although I do feel like to some degree, you kind of got to know. You have to carry a little bit of a tune.
You know,
can't be like totally out of pitch and not.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Because then like you're not connected to music enough, I think. But
I agree.
I don't know. It's
the whole AI thing is weird.
It comes back to like it still comes from human creativity. I'm thinking when you first said the topic, I'm thinking, is it just he's letting an algorithm come up with lyrics on its own? Like basically you go to ChatGPT and write me a song about, you know, dissing Barry Keoghan.
Right.
And, you know, I want the title to be Man Child.
Right.
I want that to be a part of the chorus. Talk about his mom. You feed it things and then it comes up with like this whole song.
Yo, real quick. This is, I'm sorry.
That's different than somebody feeding it lyrics.
I'm sorry about this. Totally off topic though. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of speaking of feeding AI stuff, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other day I was just bored at work. So I just hopped on ChatGPT. I'd never used it before. So I was just interested. So I started off
first time after all this time.
Yeah. I started off by saying, just asking like some stupid stuff. I think I talked about like video games or something. I forgot mm-hmm. what I asked it.
Of course.
But I started talking about video games. I actually talked about the cruise control and like we popped up on it. It was kind of weird. It was kind of weird.
But thank you, AI.
But another thing that I typed in that was crazy to me, well, not crazy, but hilarious, was so I typed in, I was like, hey, I'm having trouble like dating.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good way to, I guess, like a pickup line or a good way to like talk to girls?
Mm-hmm.
So the AI was like, well, what do you seem to be struggling with? And I was like, well, just like asking them out, like, what's a good way to like transition from being friendly and saying jokes and like starting a conversation to then asking them out? So AI was like, oh, okay, well, you want me to give you a few prompts? And I was like, sure. And it was like, well, how do you want the prompts to go about? Like humorous, friendly, stern, whatever. Like it gives you a bunch of different tones to it. So I was like, a humorous one is fine. And then it just gave me like five prompts of different like jokes or stuff. And like
to break the ice?
To break the ice, but also like ask them out.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing about it was it kept telling me to bring coffee into the mix. Like all five prompts had coffee in it in some way or form. So let me give you an example. It was like, I said, like, I work at a hospital. So what's a good way to like have a hospital conversation, but also ask somebody out like mm-hmm. on a date or like to hang out? And the one prompt was like, boy, this was a crazy night. I'm pretty sure you're going to need some coffee after all this exhausting work we did. How about we go get some tomorrow morning, me and you, and then like let them answer. And then the next one was like, what did it say? It was like, I'm getting a little sleepy over here. How about you? how about 2 cups of coffee and me and you go out and talk tomorrow? How does that sound? It just kept telling me to get the John coffee on a first date. Every single, like, you could think of anything.
Did you mention coffee at all?
Never. I just said a first date. I said, like, I'm trying to ask somebody out for the first time. We worked together at a hospital. What do you think? And it just kept telling me coffee, like.
Listen.
But, like, why coffee, though?
Bustelo. Café.
But
it's trying to give you the game, dude. You know what Barry Keoghan didn't do?
What's that?
Get her a coffee.
Wow. She mentions that in the song, too.
It was in the third verse.
We didn't play it. But she's like, listen to it.
You didn't get me coffee, you man child. So, right. Dev, step your coffee game up is what ChatGPT is trying to tell you. I trust ChatGPT more than myself.
ChatGPT.
When it comes... I trust ChatGPT more than myself when it comes to giving you dating advice. Because at this point,
right,
everything I've told you, you either didn't embrace it or it just didn't work.
So you want me to go into the...
Literally run into the hospital and just start yelling coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee.
I got you. A hot cup of coffee here.
You
got
to think up all the...
like at a baseball game.
With the bucket on your head. Full of coffees, dude.
Yo, but why... that I don't get. Is coffee like the best first date to go on?
Didn't you say at one point that's like a go-to for you? Because you feel like it keeps it light.
I did.
Like, it's not a crazy commitment, but it's also...
My first dates was coffee, ice cream, or, like, breakfast. Those are the three that I said I would probably take a person on for a first date. And y'all clown me, but AI said I was tough. AI said I was on to something.
Right. ChatGPT.
All coffee work. It was...
just 1,000 different coffee prompts.
Anything that you can ask for. Any, like... It had a quip for everything.
Right.
You tired at work. You thirsty. What's your favorite flavor?
Right.
You can get that in coffee form. What's your favorite color? Let's go get some coffee. Anything. Anything you could think of, it was coffee time.
Man, I'm pretty sad that that guy died this morning. But you know what didn't die? My coffee maker. Want to grab a cup of Joe?
That's crazy. Yo, to say the boy died.
Man, we had 3 code reds today.
Cold blues.
Cold blues. Cold. I'm thinking about a cold brown. Cold brown is a cup of coffee. Say hey.
Yo. Oh, man.
You make me want to go on ChatGPT and ask it.
I'm telling y'all.
I just want to see how many coffee prompts I get back.
If y'all single out there, or even if you're not and you're just curious and you just want to sit around and have some fun, go on to ChatGPT, ask it some questions about dating. I guarantee you it's going to tell you to go get some coffee. I can guarantee that.
Are you going to use any of his advice?
No. Because I just don't want to, like... Here's my thing, is that it was too much. It was too much on the coffee tip.
What if... All right.
Go ahead.
What if Tata tells you to go get coffee? And sings it to you.
How she would sing it to me?
I can't do it. I'm still recovering.
She'll do it like Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild.
Right.
I forgot how that song went already. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, I'm never listening to it again. But shouts out to her.
But yeah, man, AI is taking over. It's teaching you how to go on first dates. It's making music now.
I need to hear a Tata diss track, and then I need Sabrina Carpenter and Tata in a battle.
Yeah, that'll break the
literally will the break matrix. ChatGPT, dude. Chad never stood a chance.
ChatGPT, crazy.
I'm curious to see, though. I want to hear. There's no track out yet.
No, he's still. Yeah, he hasn't released the track yet.
I'm actually really, really, really curious to hear what an AI produced track by Timbaland sounds like. I mean, an AI track produced by Timbaland.
What's crazy is that the beat would be crazy.
Right. And that ain't AI.
But it'll be.
That's Timbo.
some John singing. I mean, I guess, look, everybody get it while it's hot. If you're
if you're trying to get signed, if you're an underground artist and you got bars, you got lyrics, you got a story to tell, if you got a testimony, write your lyrics, put it into Sono, and Tata might start singing it for you, dude. You might get signed by Timbaland himself, dude.
Yeah. We got to come up with our own artists. Me, they got Tata. We got Toto. We got Toto. You feel me? Vagina.
Vagina. Now, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm now. Let's keep that on the radar.
Yeah.
If there's a track that comes out,
we're playing a Tata track.
We're playing a Tata track
as soon as it drops.
Right here on the Cruise Control. At the Cruise Control show. Follow us everywhere, all socials at the Cruise Control show.
Now, Dave.
Yes.
We're happy. We're excited. Tata. We're gonna play her music as soon as it comes out. But there's another artist who deserves that same kind of respect. That as soon as they drop some music, we gotta play on the Cruise Control. That's not other than Lil Wayne, David.
Lil Wayne, the legend?
The legend.
He got new music out?
He got a whole album for us, dude.
Oh, snap. 19, I didn't even hear about this.
19 tracks.
You know, I was in recovery this whole week, so.
Right.
You was I didn't have my newspaper.
A Crime by Nick Chamber.
Right. A what? Try it again, Dad.
A cryobionic chamber.
A cryobionic chamber is crazy, Dev. You just made up a whole science. What is cryobionic?
A cryo what? What's the actual name of it? He don't know. See? He's trying to think of it.
Dev, no. Like, I'm just flabbergasted at what your brain just came up. Are you AI?
He's trying. Look, he still hasn't said what it is.
Cryogenic.
Cryogenic chamber?
Yes.
I'm about to Google this.
But cryobionic?
Cryogenic, yeah.
You beautiful idiot.
Thank you for the first part.
Like, your lay is weak.
It's a cryobionic chamber, dude. All right, listen. Nevertheless, we in a cryobionic chamber. Lil Wayne dropped a whole album for us. 19 track album, dude. It's called The Carter 6.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, he has a long history of the Carter albums. Now, a lot of people, again, for those who are unaware, we listen to tracks on the show. We don't know any of these tracks. We do a full listening here and give you our honest opinion off rip. But
how many tracks is on this one?
19. We're not doing 19 tracks. But I'm going to play the tracks that are most talked about, as we do every week on social media when there's a new album or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to play the intro. We always play the intro of the song, of the album. And just give you some backstory. So the Carter 5 was, a lot of people say, disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And what a lot of people were saying on social media was that a lot of our legends follow this. Eminem, last album, you know, we listened to it here. A lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was good, but a lot of people didn't like it. You and Benny were two of those people.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z, 444, a lot of people said that that was weak. A lot of people said that that album was trash and, you know, compared to his other albums, really wasn't that good. Had a couple hits here or there. And then people were anticipating that maybe this could break the mold. Maybe this would be the album that breaks that. I'm not going to tell you what I read, because I did read on social media the reaction, the initial reaction of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just tell you this, that longtime listener of the Cruise Control hit me up, Big B, you know, my homie. He said, did y'all listen to the album? Yeah, I said, no, we're recording. We're going to listen to it and then give our honest reaction. He said, tell Dave to have the Jerry Chestnut button ready for this album. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, address that.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy to ask me to have a Jerry Chestnut button ready.
The button, you know what it is.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Don't ask a man to have his Jerry Chestnuts ready.
The button, Dave, not your chestnuts, coach. Attitude reflect leadership, Dave. Come on.
That's true.
All right, so the first track.
Uh-huh.
the first track on the album, The Carter Six, called King Carter.
Let's hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut.
Let's listen in.
From Holly Grove streets, his voice took flight. Dwayne Carter, the Rapport's light.
The Rapport's
light. With metaphors
light.
Sharp as a gleaming blade, he changed the game. His mark was made. Through the Carter, his legend grew.
I hope this is
a Martian reign, forever true. Young money's king, no throne too high. Wayne stays timeless. He'll never die.
I think that was Tata.
He plays the guitar, so that was him playing the guitar.
Hold on, hold on.
Go ahead, I paused it.
Hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut, I put my fucking dick on your chestnut, nigga. Hey, fuck out of here.
Artists do that, you know what I mean? They have their own little intro song, whatever the case may be. It wasn't an action.
I know we do it in a live listen, but dang.
What, you was expecting more?
No, it's just, okay, what does that intro make you feel?
I'm hyped.
It got you hyped up?
I like the little, you know what I'm saying? Like a little orchestra, John. The guitar in the background.
Just a long,
like just
getting you ready.
Prepare for the show.
Getting you pumped up, right. Walking out the tunnel. All
right, here we go. This is the next rap track, so let's play this one.
Maybe we'll hear some lyrics.
Welcome to the Carter is this song.
Y'all get on my nerves, I get high and land like a bird. Respect I don't demand, I deserve, my standards superb. Family first, family second, family third. I scramble and swerve, scamming, I serve, planned it out first. I treat sweet, smart bitches like candy, like nerds. I know the fish, cameras I observe, cause the cash is absurd. I mean a house so fucking massive, I just added concierge. Emphatic, I splurge, on Addies I surge, on Xannies I slurs. On shrooms, I'm nothing but a fantasizer. The DMT got me thinking like an analyzer. Smoking on a pure L, no sanitizer. I'ma stand behind her and ratify her. She said this dick a pacifier and tranquilize her. I still eat the rappers I heard, they appetizers. You throw Weezy on the beat, you throwing gas on fire.
I'm not mad at that. He did the whole berserker.
Right, man on fire, but ten on blayer.
Pfizer,
Pfizer,
King Xerxes,
man on blayer.
Right,
right.
I'm cool with that appetizer.
I mean, he had a little flow going.
That beat was weak.
That was too civil rightsy for you.
Yeah, that joint was.
That joint was Ryan Coogler.
That joint was Sinners.
That was pure Selma.
That was pure Sinner.
Sinners.
He's a beat. Civil rights movement. That I had a dream beat.
That was too civil rights for you. Okay, it's cool, Dad.
All right, let's
sanitize there. All
right, that was pretty good. Let's get into the album. I'm just going off of songs that I see.
It didn't feel like profound in any way. It just felt like
regular
bars, just writing bars.
Regular. Okay. Let's go to this joint is called Sharks. It got Jelly Roll and Big Sean on it. Why are you laughing?
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll's in a lot of stuff, man.
Okay. Let's play it. I'm listening.
Snakes ain't always in the grass. Sharks ain't always in the water. Thieves ain't always in the night. God ain't always at the altar. I learned to live with what I owe.
How you feel about this part, Dave?
Sweet comes before bitter. Saints versus the sinners. I just roll with the winners. I just roll up my sleeves, roll up my weed, roll up the windows. Everybody got hidden agendas. They got kids not getting agenda. If niggas not chicken, they tender like Chick-fil-A on a Christian day. Watch Weezy walk on water, turn a shark on the water to fish fillet. Don't forget to pray, don't forget your bitch. Play pickleball with my dick today. Pockets heavy, I got bricks to lay. Tell them eat your heart out and lick the plate. Can't trust nobody. Everybody at when I was just nobody, just some minutes to society. Pockets itching like psoriasis. Thieves in the night move cool like a breeze in the night. Fiends for the pipe speed at the lightning screen.
Hey yo, Jerry Chestnut, I put my fucking dick on your chestnut, nigga. Hey, fuck out of here.
How you felt about that, John?
You know, I was. I was.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you think?
I felt like the beat was very 007-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It was very GoldenEye.
Yeah.
I felt like I was playing Sly Cooper.
I was going to say the same thing. I feel like it was very 007-ish. Like, I felt almost like Sly Cooper.
Right.
But, you know, I was locked in.
Have your reaction to these songs been so far the Jerry Chestnut button, as Big B put it?
No.
No? What's been your reaction so far to these songs? If you could do one of the sounders from the board.
Real Sly Cooper-ish.
You want to hear Big Sean's verse on this?
Yes.
Yeah? All right, let's see if I can fast forward to Big Sean's verse.
Jelly roll, you
snakes ain't always in the grill.
Shakari, how I move the needle since you didn't do it. Guess I gotta move the needle since you didn't do it. Glock under pillow on some institution. Fuck an institution, I know what I'm doing. 10 steps ahead, Shakari, how I'm moving. Jesus had Judas, Caesar had Brutus. Always someone plotting, gotta beat him to it. Key to do this shit is first you gotta do it, then do it again and find another way to do it. Suck a dick or die and eat shit. I'm going C4, I mean C6. Got a crash spot on some P shit. Got a stash spot where the seat lift. Get my hands dirty, keep a clean fit. Turn my ups and downs into speed. Trish like a nice woods on some D's. Shit, look, I'm everything you couldn't be, bitch. Jesus, peace, stone, crucifixion. Going Bobby Brown, I'm a new addiction. And I'm getting off like the proof is missing. And my worst trait is that I'm too forgiving. Cause I always listen when I shouldn't have listened. Even though y'all never made the city proud. You ain't never had your family down. Feeling stuck and you the one that had to stick it out. But like their bank accounts just all figured out. Miss my niggas so much, almost digged them out. All my exes miss me cause they missing out. I'm finna pop my shit until I fizzle out. New enemies is old friends. Seen jealousy, envy from both ends. When I open up, it came with open hands. So you wonder why the fuck I'm closed in.
Snakes ain't always in the ground. Sharks ain't always in the water.
I think I had an issue with, like, when I hear a song and somebody's flowing, like, I'd be like, all right, I'm feeling the flow. And then I can, when I hear one lyric that's corny, it ruins everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, like, just like a bank, I got you figured out. Cause like figures, like money, figures in a bank. Like I'm like, that's weak.
It just ruined. So it throws the rest off.
Yeah. Like he had a good flow, and I like Big Sean as an artist. Like I think he's a good artist. I think he could rap. And obviously, you know, if you listen to him back in the day when he first came out, he was on fire. He had a lot of good tracks. But man, like.
Yeah, for me, it's like when you're listening to a song, you got a, you know, the rap got a good flow, and then you hear, snakes ain't always in the grass.
That's Jelly Roll.
Sharks ain't always in the water.
You don't like that?
That's terrible, dude.
He sound like the boy Crembo. What's that song?
I'm in the court and eating, riding. Crembo.
What's that from the game?
I think that's some Looney Tunes.
Looney
stuff.
Tunes joint, right?
Yeah. I've been wanting to hear more Big Sean lately because I know he had the little Rebel freestyle.
And that joint was fire.
I like. And I'm like, you know, freestyle. We could use some fresh Big Sean content, but that was the whole track. The floor was already low.
Yeah.
Because Sly Cooper 007.
Did you the beat, right? You felt like,
yeah,
it was very.
And I was listening to it since the beginning. And yeah, I'm gonna give that 0.7 C's
out of 5.
Yeah, mainly because Jelly Roll took it down a lot.
All right, now I'm gonna play this next song, and I'm gonna play this next song because Dave, I've been reading on Twitter, Instagram, whatever, that this might be.
You be reading?
Yeah. Cryobonics.
Wow. Cryobonics.
So I was reading while in my cryobonic chamber that this song is not only one of the worst songs on the album. Not only the worst song in the album. It's probably one of the worst songs ever created.
Of all time?
Of all time.
Death.
This is what, David, I swear.
Play the song. Don't even talk no more.
Everything I love.
Play the song.
The song is called Peanuts to End Elephants.
Okay. Play it. I don't even want to.
What up, though? All my niggas cutthroat. Cut a nigga head off. You looking like you fumbo. Smoke them like double dutch. All you niggas jump rope. Syrup in this double cup. Fruit punch like knuckles. All my niggas up, though. Bands on bands in my pants. That's a drum roll. Elephant memory, but I can't remember her, though. All my bitches buck rope. Punchy on the back like Michael Jackson and Bubbles. Punchy on the track and I'ma have to go Dumbo. They gon' go uh-oh. Elephant in the room, but I can't sit out the jungle. Guns are fucking jumbo. Big face hunt. A bitch got an elephant booty, not a front rose. It's that gas mask face, ashtray, gun smoke. Niggas with a mad face, smash face, snub nose. I ain't snuffing up against, but you can get snuffed though, the gun go. Talking me legit is irrelevant. Nigga just peanuts.
Yo, that, Yo, I felt like I was Dave, tell, picture me this. You playing Crash Bandicoot, the first level. That's in the Donkey Kong Country game. That beat is terrible. Nah. Who did that beat? There's no way.
Ta-ta, yo.
Yo, you'll never guess who produced this beat. Never in 1,000 years will you guess who produced this beat.
I guess the only name I don't want you to say is Swizz Beatz.
No, not Swizz Beatz.
Because
Swizz
Benny Beatz. would jump for joy, do a backflip.
Nah, you criticized this person before on the podcast. You'll never guess in 1,000 years who did this beat.
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda produced this beat.
Hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut, put my fucking dick on your chestnut, nigga.
The elephant, I'm the wrong elephant to fuck with. You know I'm the type to buy the trunk quick. Yeah, pop the trunk. Red elephant, bitch, dying no trunk. But I still act a donkey like time was up. Run up on this elephant and I'ma pop the trunk.
Yeah,
tell
off.
Her out, it's...
You know, rarely do you say some sort of like wild just
claim
and then it actually is true. That is actually genuinely one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life. For every reason that you could think of.
Lyrics.
To start out with an elephant noise.
Sabrina Carpenter start off with a laugh.
That beat sounded like I say this with all due respect in the world.
Because Wayne is a legend. Let's put that out there right now.
I say that with all due respect in the world. Like, let's say you open a nonprofit where you wanted to help kids who had developmental learning issues.
Okay.
Make beats. And you did it once a week on Saturdays for 2 hours. And this is like week two. This is the beat they would come up with.
Like the starting beat.
Yeah.
Of like kids who are trying to come up in the beat work making world.
Right. And they already have some learning disabilities. You know, they have an IEP and all that in class. And they're doing their best. Right. It's good skills to build. It builds that resiliency. It helps them understand things like music, sound theory, etc. But you're only in week two.
Okay.
And like the not even the top kid in the class, like the middle kid in the class, he's sitting on his desk, third row in,
mm-hmm.
three seats back.
Okay.
And you're like, all right, let me hear what you got so far.
And then and he's like, I got you.
Right.
What up, though? All my niggas cutthroat. Cut a nigga head off. You looking like you fumbled. Smoke them like double dutch. All you niggas jump rope.
Jerry, how'd you get low weight on this? Punch like
knuckles. All my niggas up, though. All right, Jerry, that was, that's not bad. I can see where you're going with that.
Is that Lil Wayne? That'd be my first question.
Like, that is what I think this beat is.
That's crazy.
Wow. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, that just proves it further why I should hate this with my whole heart. Because I hate Bull. I'll do anything to replace Bull. Yeah. Why would you get a beat from Lin-Manuel Miranda, dude? This is not Moana. Does it need to become a sounder? Crazy elephant. Oh my goodness, yo.
That's crazy.
Why would you put that on your album? That is Eminem level buffoonery, dude. That's abracadabra.
Is this you think
that's the Kendrick Lamar John?
Which one?
She thinks she loves me.
Like, oh, the love game John.
Yeah, like a carousel. Yeah. This goes in that Hall of Fame. Of corny, is just why would you even think that's okay to put out?
This is a Donkey Kong Country exclusive beat. This is your
I don't even know what this is, dude.
You're fighting the elephant boss and the Donkey Kong.
So this is a 19-track album?
Yeah.
Just that one track makes me realize that I don't need to listen to the rest of the album. Because if you're choosing to put that out at this point in your career, and you're Lil Wayne, of all people.
You're a legend.
You're the littlest Wayne.
Yeah, but you're the legend. You're not.
You're a legend icon.
You're not here. You're through the roof. You're through the ceiling.
What is even the point of the song? Elephant peanuts, what?
What up, though? Shout out to Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, that's crazy. I can't believe that.
I'm not saying a producer that got three names.
You call him LMM.
You belong on that track, dude, with that corny joke with an elephant sound in front of you.
That's. I wish you probably wish that you took a bathroom break at that song.
I needed to be here for that. Man, that is.
That is,
Peter is down. Peter is down. Peter is down.
Now, what Big B said?
Hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut, I put my fucking dick on your chestnut, nigga. Hey, fuck out of here.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
So, is Wayne down sad? Like, what do you take away thought on this for you?
This.
Are you looking at him differently?
No. He's in a different state of stage of his career. Mm-hmm. Let's not get it twisted. His features. Before this, Ryan, come on now. Don't disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on a great feature run.
His features for before years. This, legendary. Legendary status.
And it's kind of the same thing we've been saying about him. Like, just do features. You don't need no more albums.
Uh-huh.
But what is this? It makes me really wonder if this was like a throwaway album to get off of a record label deal or something.
That's where my thought is at.
Because
that's where I... Because
clownish, like yeah. Next level clownish.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's just trying to put out an album to get off of his deal. That's where I'm going to lay this at. I just think that he...
We can give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, because he's a legend and he deserves it. You feel me?
Yo, my, I got to throw up off that beat. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, dude. I wasn't even listening to the lyrics. I was just laughing the whole time.
I mean, he was spitting bars.
Pure Elefante, dude.
That's crazy to make that noise, dude. Why would he do that?
You know what the elephant could use? A cup of coffee.
That's crazy, dude. I just don't know what to say. I don't know.
They won't exist.
I think I need to get out of here, Dave.
I don't know what to say, Dave.
You just threw me for a loop, and I need to go reflect. I need to go write in my vajournal.
Are you going to talk to the ChatGPT?
I need to talk to ChatGPT, and I need to figure my life out because I'm at a loss. That was really, really rough. You had three chances with a Lil Wayne album that had 19 songs. To give me something that was like, okay, I might want to go re-listen to that. I might need to go listen more. That last song made me want to throw all my headphones away in the house,
Dave,
and never listen to music again.
Let's bring up the elephant in the room.
What up, though? All my niggas cutthroat.
Hut. Yeah, Coach Dave I think we need to. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna end this on a good note, though, because what I need to remind people is that Wayne is a legend. Okay? Agreed? Wayne is a legend.
Agreed, but this is where M was like 6-7 years ago, where we was like, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Kamikaze, okay. It was a rough go, but, you know, maybe he just didn't have it in him or whatever. Pause.
Right.
And I just hope Wayne does not keep walking down this path.
I'm here with it, Dave. Listen here, ladies and gentlemen. That has been episode 142 of the Cruise Control. Wayne is a legend, and don't you forget that. Like we did with Eminem when he coming out those albums, we gotta remind you, he is a legend. Lil Wayne is also a legend. We gotta respect our legend. This is some bullshit, but let's have a palate cleanser of what a good Lil Wayne verse sounds like. Okay.
Mr. West, oh, where can they follow us?
I gotta skip Kanye's verse. Follow us on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, at The Cruise Control Show. Like and subscribe and comment. We love you guys. Thank you for listening in. Lil Wayne, you still a legend to us, baby. Let's turn this up, baby. Running this shit like I got four thighs. No one has swagger like these four guys. But when it comes to styles, I got several. Sharper than a swagger, dagger, all metal. And my jewels, blue and yellow. The type of shit that make them call you Carmelo. Rules as follows, thank you to the ghetto. Write your name on the bullet, make you feel special. What the fuck you boys talking about? I know it's us, cause we the only thing to talk about. Got it.